Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive his peace as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Bonnie Curry.
Do you struggle to offer mercy to those you feel do not deserve it? I know I do. After all, it's easy to receive mercy from someone else, but it can be far more difficult to offer it to others. Today, we seek wisdom from the Lord Jesus, as he sat down on the mountainside before the multitudes and offered blessings in the form of Beatitudes. The Beatitudes are an inner teaching given to the few who deeply longed to know God. Perhaps you're familiar with them. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. This is the fifth Beatitude Jesus spoke to encourage his followers on their journey. He wanted them to know what living a blessed life was all about, and he showed them how to be merciful by his own acts of selfless mercy. Remember something. We are all undeserved of God's grace. We have not earned it or acquired it by our own doing, but through his great love for us, we have obtained mercy. Let that be our focus today as we reflect on what it means to be merciful. Now take a moment, wherever you are, to pause and focus on God's mercy. Take a deep breath in and exhale out. Let go of all those worries and concerns as you reflect on God's grace and mercy over you. Please join me as I pray. Gracious God, I do not deserve your grace and mercy over my life, but I thank you for loving me enough to offer new mercies each and every morning, Lord. I want to sit at your feet today and hear from your word, the blessed words of wisdom from your Son, Jesus. And it is in his holy name that I pray. Amen. Now, if you're able, right where you are, open your hands with your palms to heaven and receive the mercy God has for you today. As a sign of praise and adoration to him, lift up your hands. Take a slow, deep breath. And invite his presence, his spirit, to be with you. He loves you. He is merciful to you. If there is anything that is clouding your mind and keeping you from receiving all that God has for you, take a few moments right now to confess those things. He hears you, and he will forgive you. His mercies are new every single day. Of this you can be sure. Receive his cleansing power that washes away all sin and shame, and know that his mercies are new once again. As we prepare to read from the Holy Scripture, the words of Jesus on the mountainside, try to center your thoughts on what it means to live a blessed life, a life of meekness and mercy. Picture yourself listening to Jesus as he shares the Beatitudes from the Sermon on the Mount. Hang on every word the Savior speaks. Listen to his encouraging words from Matthew chapter 5, verse 7, the English Standard Version. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Reflect on the mercy Jesus extends to you today, undeserved mercy that covers you by his grace. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Consider Jesus' words for a few moments. You know the saying, it's easier to give than it is to receive. The opposite seems to be true with mercy. It is so much easier to receive mercy than it is to give. To offer mercy to someone who has hurt you or disappointed you is difficult. In light of the scriptures, think for a few moments about what it means to not only receive God's mercy, but to offer it to others. Now please join me again as I read from Matthew chapter 5, verse 7, this time from the New Living Translation. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. How has God shown you mercy in your own life? Think about all the times he bestowed grace and favor on you, even when you were in the worst of places. Perhaps you were surprised by his mercy, hardly able to believe that he would love you enough to be merciful to you. Reflect on that for just a few moments. Now, when was the last time you offered mercy to someone in your life? Perhaps there was a wrestling within your spirit that caused you to withhold mercy at first. If so, ponder that now. Be honest with yourself and with God. James 2, verse 13 reminds us, "For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment." Take a moment now to ask the Lord if there is anyone in your life that needs to receive mercy from you. Speak that person's name aloud and commit them to the Lord, asking God to fill you with abundant mercy for them. Join me again as I read from Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Imagine being amongst Jesus' inner circle of followers who really wanted more intimacy with God, listening to Jesus as he sits on the hillside and teaches beautiful truths. His words carry on the breeze straight to your ears. It's as if he is speaking only to you. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. You inhale the fresh air as sunlight casts a warm glow on your face, and you cling to every word Jesus speaks. Ask in his presence for several moments. Can you see the Lord smiling down at you as he shares words of comfort and blessing? Imagine sitting in a grassy area, listening intently. You hear the distant waves of the sea lapping against the shore, and the laughter of children playing nearby. You are comforted by Jesus' words, by his tender gaze, by his presence, his mercy. Rest in that thought for a few moments. As you look around at the people gathered to hear Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, you feel humbled to be included. His words are beautiful truths that you need to hear. You see people around you, people in your life that need mercy, grace, and forgiveness. Try extending your hand of mercy to them now with the mercy you have received. Now Jesus finishes the Beatitudes by saying, "Blessed are you when others say all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven." Great is your reward in heaven. Ponder those words of sweet affirmation. And know that you are blessed by offering mercy to those who say evil things against you. Please join me as I close us in prayer. Lord God, I come before you today with a humble and thankful heart. You have been so merciful and kind to me, and I do not deserve it. Lord, help me to offer mercy and grace to others, even when I feel they don't deserve it. Please help me to understand what it means to live a blessed life under your direction and guidance. I open my heart wide to receive your word and your wisdom today. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.